There is an apparently strange chapter in Nehemiah, Perek Gimel in Nehemiah. Nehemiah came to Eretz Yisrael from Babel, and he found that Yerushalayim was laid waste, and particularly that the wall which had surrounded Yerushalayim and protected it was crumbled and fallen. And the first thing that he saw was that the wall had to be rebuilt. And you have over here an account of the rebuilding. And it's really very, very strange. Just read a few psukim. Actually, it's a long, long section with many, many psukim. And what do those psukim say? Let me read a couple of them. Vayokom el Yoshev HaKohen HaGodol ve'echov HaKohenim vayivnu es Shah HaTzon. So somebody called El Yoshev HaKohen HaGodol, and they built the Shah HaTzon, Hemo Kitshuhu v'yamidu dal Soysov, v'ad Migdal HaMeyo Kitshuhu ad Migdal Hananel. They built that. V'al Yodol, and next to him building the section which they had built, Bonu Anshe Yerecha, they built the next section. V'al Yodai Bono Zakur ben Imri, somebody called Zakur ben Imri built the next section. V'shah Hadogim Bono Bnei Hasno'o Hemo Keru V'yamidu Dal Soysov Man Olof Ubrichov V'al Yodam Herzik Meremois ben Uriyo ben Hakotz V'al Yodam Herzik Meshulam ben Berechio ben Meshei Sav'el V'al Yodam Herzik Tzodok ben Bano, and so on and so on and so on and so on. Very strange, a long, long passage telling us how the building of the wall was divided into sections and which Yid was in charge of each section. Very, very strange, because these are people whose names we don't see anywhere else, and nobody knows who they are or what they are, what kind of people they are. We know absolutely nothing about them. We know nothing about them at all. So why record them in Tanakh? This is Kislev HaKodesh, and every word, every letter is Kodesh, and we have to remember theoretically the names of these people who built those 15 yards and who built those 15 yards. Why? What do we see in that? Don't know whether we can answer the why exactly, but the what, maybe we can have a musak. That the idea is that these people were Oisek and Nitzrius. They protected Yerushalayim at a time when Yerushalayim needed protection, and therefore their work was a netzachdike work. Who knows whether in 48, when things were so scary with Yerushalayim, that maybe Cholila, the Arabs would come and take Yerushalayim, and Baruch Hashem, Kemata, perhaps really Bederech Nes, Yerushalayim was saved. Who knows whether it wasn't the work of this, whoever what his name was, who built section number 3 over there in Nehemiah. Maybe that saved Yerushalayim when Yerushalayim needed saving. The Yisrael, which I'm trying to say, is that when you're Oisek in the binyan of the Mikdash, when you're Oisek in the binyan of Yerushalayim, that's not only a timely thing. You happen to do this and then you get swallowed up in the maw of history and you're not remembered anymore. That if you build Kedusha, then that is a pe'ula of Netzach. Now, we're not learning Nehemiah, we're learning Ayaka Pikude this week, and there's this enormously interesting Sefurna at the beginning of Pikude, and we can learn that as a hemshach of what we saw just now in Nehemiah, and it all fits together very, very well. What does the Pasuk say? It's kedai to learn that Sefurna inside parts of it. Anyway, it says like this, Eile Pekude HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdus, Asher Pukad Al Pi Moshe, Avodas HaLevi'im B'yad Yisomo Ben Aaron HaKohen. These are the Pekude HaMishkan. Ubetzalel Ben Uri Ben Chur, Lemate Yehudo, Oso Eskola Shetziva Hashem Es Moshe. we know that we had it mentioned so many times. V'itza Oholiyov ben Achisomach l'matedon Chorosh v'choshev v'roikem v'tcheles v'agomon v'salas hashone v'ashesh. We know that too. So, why mention these things? Three things. Asher pukat al pi Moshe uv'tzalel ben Uri ben Chur v'itza Oholiyov ben Achisomach l'matedon Chorosh v'choshev. Like, these are all ideas which we have. Why mention them again? And above all, you know, I especially didn't translate it because I wanted to lull you into the same kind of sleep that I've been sleeping my whole life. What does Pikudei really mean? Eile Pikudei HaMishkan, Mishkan Ho'edus Asher Pukat Al Pi Moshe. What exactly does this word Pikudei mean over here? So the Sefono goes to town. And he tells us kimat what I'm saying in that Pasha in Nehemiah. He doesn't tell through the Pasha in Nehemiah. I just happen to know that Pasha. But it's the same Shtekel Torah, I think. Let's listen to the Sefona. Eile Pekudei HaMishkan. So the Sefona says, Kol Echot Mechelkei HaMishkan HaKesuvim Lemala. All those things that we had repeated for the fifth time in Vayakel, Nochamol, 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 Nochamol. I'm sure we all have these kashyas. You know, the Ramban says to show the chavivas, but it gets so much. We've learned it already in Truma, in Tetzaveh, and the whole Chazorah in Vayakel. What's it all about? So the Sefona says, Kol echot mechelke ha-mishkan ha-ksuvim lemala, heim osom ha-pikudim. We'll see what that means in a moment. Shenema alehem, uveshemos tifkedu eskele mishmeres masom biyad isomo. Now, what does that sentence mean? Let's have a look at that. That's Bamidbar Dalet, Lamed Beis, and Lamed Gimel. I have it over here. So it says over there what each one of the mishpachos of the Levim carried. So it says like this: B'nei Merori leMishpachosam leVeis Avosam Tifkod Asam miBen Shloshim Shano v'Malu v'Ben Chamishim Shano Tifkedem Kol Abol Atzavol LaAvod Avodas Oel Moed v'Zos Mishmeres Masam. They carried the hardware, the kashe amishkan, that's the kroshem, uvrichov, the bolts, v'amudav, v'adonav, v'amudeh chotze sovev, v'adneihem, v'yiseid asom, u'meisrehem, l'chol klehem, l'chol avoid asom. Now, uv'shemos tifkedu es klei mishmeres masom. What does that mean? Uv'shemos tifkedu, they carried all this hardware of the mishkan, uv'shemos tifkedu es klei mishmeres masom. I haven't got a clue what it means. I didn't have a clue what it means until the Sefona over here says what he thinks it means. Let's try it again, the Sefona. Kol echot mechelkei ha-mishkan ha-ksuvim lemaila. All those various chalokim which are mentioned above in Vayakel. And we know it already. V'heim oisom ha-pekudim shenema aleihem. Uveshemos tifkedu es kelei mishmeres masam. There was a mitzvah. Uveshemos tifkedu, be poiked, whatever that means, we'll see in a moment. Be poiked them beshemos. And these pekudim who were nifkad beshemos, these are the pekudim what we're learning about over here. Eli pekudei hamishkan means that the Rabban Shem had said uveshemos tifkedu in the active. Be poiked, beshemos, these various chalokim. So when you were poiked then, beshemos, they became pikudim, things that had been nifkat in the passive. So eile pikudei ha-mishkan, these are the kelim of the mishkan, which had been zeroed in on when the Rebbeinu Shalom said uveshemos tifkedu. That's how the Mitzvot learns pshat. Kol echad mechelkei ha-mishkan ha-ksuvim lemaila heim oisam ha-pikudim shenema aleihem uveshemos tifkedu es kelei mishmeres masa'am biyad isomo. V'ze, listen carefully, ki kol echad mehem, each one of these kelem Hoyoroi lios nechshav ulihikore b'shem. What does it mean, b'shem los tifkadu? Attach a name, attach an identity to each one of those things. Kaasher huzeh haprote, he's going to say in a minute, the atzei shittim oimdim, the kroshim. It wasn't a pshat, there's a bunch of kroshim that we have to deal with. No, there's krosh keresh number one, and there's keresh number two, and there's keresh number three. Uvishemos tifkadu, each individual unit that went into building the Mishkan had to be given its shem prote. Again, hoyoroi lios nechshav ulihikore b'shem, kasher ze haprote, loy bilvad kasher hu mize hamin, that we have X number of kroshim. V'chol shekein shetzodak ze al kol echod mikle hakoidesh asher b'masa b'nei kohos, he carried the oroin and the shulchan and so on and so forth. And so the Mitzuda says, no, the Shepuna says, no, v'loze loy nifzedu, and that is why, because each one of those protem had a name, was choshev in its own right. So since it was choshev in its own right, it gets eternity. That is Netzach. Mr. So-and-so, who built 15 yards of the wall in Yerushalayim, is part of Tanakh. V'achos loitan timno is as kodesh as shema yisrael Hashem elokeinu Hashem echad, at the kedushas of Torah shebikshav, at the kedusha of Ksuvim, Mr. So-and-so who built those 15 yards is there the same as David HaMelech with his Tehillim. He's zoichet to nitzrius. Those 15 yards are called on his name. And that is the yesoid over here. Uveshemos tifkedu. And that is why they don't get lost. Ka'amrom zal shemotoiva ovat zichrom Sivram Upotel Sikuyan Talmud Loima Atse Shittem Oimdem Shoimdem Loilme Oilom Loilme Oilomem. Vegam, this is the famous Sifuna, I may have mentioned it in past years. Vegam Kain Loi Nofal Dovo Mehem Biyata Oivem. The Goyim were never shoiled on the Mishkan. Al Hepach Mashakoro Lemikdash Shloime Vekelov Kimavur Bechubim Ba'ishena Al Yedei Nevuzar Adon Shloime HaMelech's Mishka Beis HaMikdash fell into the hands of the Goyim. The Mishkan never did. Shloim Nizka Shom Dovo Men Yone Mishkan Moshe Rabbeinu. When it says over there what Nevuzar Adon took, but there's nothing mentioned that had any shaychus to the Mishkan. And so here the Pasuk tells us, Sipe ma lo ze ha mishkan, she bishvilam ho yoroi li ois nitzri, u shiloi lipol biyad oivem. That is the pshat in these first couple of psukim that we read before in Pashas in Pikude. What were their milas? Rishoino shoho yo mishkan ho edus, shoho yo boi luchas ho edus. That's the number one, which made it nitzri. Number two, asher pokad al pi moshe. Number three, Shehoysa avoides halevim biyad isoma, ki omno mishmeres kol chelkei hamishkan biyad isoma hoysa. Four, ubetzalel ben uri ben chur lemate yehuda osa, shehoy yoroshe umneus meleches hamishkan vekelov miyuchosem vetzadikim shebedoya. Uvechein shoso shchino b'mase yedehem, veloy nofal biyad oivem. Aber mit der Schleimer, so ja, ist ja Melocha, boi, mit Zor, Chiro Melech Zor, der Goyim built it. Aval Pish, der Schosser, bei Schchina, nisse du Chalkeer. It was true that there was Schosser bei Schchina, because of course of, it was Schleimer HaMelech, on whose initiative it was made, so it was Schleimer's Binyan. But of course of, he used Goyim to put it up, so the Chalokah fell into the hands of the Goyim. They became weak in the course of time. The Yad of the Goyim be'emtzo teugnisht. V'nofal b'soif ha'koil b'yad oivin. Aval b'yis sheni, shloi hoyu bo'gam echot mikol eile. There wasn't the Eidus, there wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu, there wasn't Bezalel, there wasn't Oliyav, and there wasn't any of this. Mikol eile at noem, loi shosu b'shchina, v'nofal b'yad oivin. Ki omnom bei sheni lahoy mishkan hoedes lahoy ba luchos hoedes vloy pukat kim al yedei koirosh was koirosh put it up not shloim ha-melech moigodik asach. So if we tend to that board in Vayakel to hear Nachamol and Nachamol, what we heard already in the past couple of weeks, we have to understand that we're chosa in our appreciation of b'shemos tif keduas klei mishmeres masom, that each chelek is b'shem, each chelek has an individual identity. They're not stam kroshim or taboas or whatever they were, or the adonim. None of them is stam. Each one has its own identity and therefore is zoche to eternity. These parshas are moiradika parshas. And you understand now why I started off with quoting this parsha in Nehemiah, because I think that it's such a very, very open, like, moshel of the emes of what the Sephona is saying over here. Emes, it's a week past Purim already, but I think that that's also the pshat. Who cares about the mass of Achashverosh? Why does that have to come into Kisvei HaKodesh? The Teretz is, once he jettisoned Haman and signed up with Mordechai, he also deserves his little bit of Netzach. He's nikva in Megillas Esther. I would imagine that Mordechai of Esther, whoever it is that wrote Megillas Esther, sort of took a deep breath when they put that post again and said, what do we have to have the mass of Achashverosh, of all things, in Kisvei HaKodesh? But the Teretz is, he was also Zoyche. In the end, he took the right choice. He was totally meshubet to Haman, but when he saw the emes, he signed up with Mordechai. Nothing is poshut. So there's a netzach in Klal Yisrael that we, in simply being Yidden, we have in us the netzach of what happened in Vayakel and Pekudah. The fact that all the people came and they brought, and with so much generosity that in the end the people had to come to Moshe Rabbeinu and said that it's enough already, we don't need more than that. Every shekel that they brought, every piece of wood, every whatever it is that they brought, the Zov and the Kesef and the Nechoshes and the Chagoshes, whatever it is, each one was choshev and holy and choviv by the Rebbeinu Shalom. So it's nikva in us that we are builders of a mishkan. Are we? Since when has any of you ever built a mishkan? I don't think I have. So in what sense are we builders of a mishkan? And that was a little lie that I told just now when I said I don't think I have. I think I have, and I think every one of us does it every single day. Elokai, neshamo shenosatu bi tehoirohi. Atavurosa, ato yitzata, ato nefachta be, vato meshamro bekebe. Aren't we a mishkan? Aren't we a mishkan that we have inside us a hashroas hashchina, that a chunk of kedusha is inside us? I want to read to you a piece of the Maral, very, very interesting. He goes into the Gemara in Nidat of Lamed Omed Beis. It says over there that the Rebbeinu Shem is mashpia every neshama before he puts it into the guf. So they're mashpian the neshama before it gets placed in the guf. And one of the things that is said on that occasion is, V'hevi yodea sh'akodesh baruch hu toher u'meshosof tehorim. Each one of us has a Kodesh Kodoshim within himself, and that is the Neshama, which is Tehoira. I want to read this piece of Maral, very interesting. It says like this, V'oma sh'omrim loy heve yoideya, that the Rebbeinu Shem is Tehoira and the Neshama is Tehoira, kloyme. Kinesinas haneshama hi lesoich gufo odam hachomri. It's a physical body. So what would we think? We'd think that when you take a holy neshama, a tehoira dika neshama, the Rebbeinu Shem is tehoira, is meshosav at tehoirim, the neshama is tehoira, and now you plunk it into a physical guf, which may very well be very antohar, so it loses its tara. So what the Torah is saying is, va'al yachshav odam, a person should not think, ki me'acha shenosan oisoi legufo odam, yotza haneshama mikdushasa. We might very well think that once the Rebbein Hashem takes that neshama and puts it into our guf, so it's going to lose its tara. Like, why is it torah now when it's in the guf? She'ein hadovakach, ki lo yotza mikdushasa, afki im begufo odam. Why? Now the next 3-4 words I don't understand completely, but the ones after that I think I do. She'efsha lehoitzi hanefesh el hapoyel. I'm not sure what those words mean. She'tia nivdeles legamri. That it remains nivdeles. It's in the guf, but it's separate from the guf. Just like the Kodesh Kodoshim, which is where the Mokam HaShchoas of Shechina was, in the Beis HaMikdash, was ki'ilu nifrat from the rest. Nobody was allowed to go in there except the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, besides Yovai Aaron. Like the Kodesh Kodoshim was a place which was separate. We've talked about that in recent months, I think, about this idea that that Einon min Hamida Kruvim and the Oron Mokam HaKruvim Oron Einon min Hamida, that there was no space in there. It was mamish a piece of Olam HaSolyonim, the Kodesh Kodoshim. So just like it's part of the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash, but it's not part, it retains its individual identity. So the same thing is true regarding the Neshama. It's Tahoira, and logic would dictate that when it's put into the guf, it loses that Tahara, but the fact is that it doesn't. Elokai, Neshama Shunasatabi, Tahoira. How can it be? How can it be Tahoira? It's in a Chomri Dike guf. Answer is, Ato Barosa, you created it, custom-made, Ato Yotzata, you formed it so that it should fit into me, Ato Nofachto Be, Ato Meshamro Bekir Be, Moide Anile Fonecha, how does it say? Adon Kol HaMasim, Adon Kol something master of the Masim, and Adon Kol HaNeshamos. Ribbon kolamasim adon kol neshamas. Why does it say in the ribbon kolamasim adon kol neshamas? It means, you know, how can you do that? How can you make this miracle that it should retain its tara? The tara is you're the ribbon kolamasim, you're the balabas of the physical world, adon kol neshamas, and you can arrange it that way. You can tell the masim, the body, and you say, you know, guys, here I'm putting an neshama in you. Don't touch it. I want it to remain nifdelas. I don't want its kedusha to be lessened. I can't think of the word right now, which I'm trying to think of. I can't think of it. So that is the Rebbein Hashem's arrangement, that the human being should be ke'ilu a mishkan. And the emes is, there's another maral, and it sounds like a stira. But the way we've been masbeit just now, it's not a stira at all. The Maral talks about this idea that we learn Kol HaTorah Kula while we're in the mother's womb, and then we forget it when we're born. So the Maral says this, listen carefully. This is in Chidushei Agoda to Nida, Perichov, in the Gevuras. It's in the Gevuras, Perichov Ches, in the Gevuras. So he says like this. He says that the pe, the mouth, that's why the malach hits him on the mouth, you speak, you move the mouth, it's a very physical part of the body. Upirish ze, ki o'odam mischabe boy haneshomo el hachayma. In a person, the neshama is joined to the chayma. Remember that? We learned before, it's nivdal. And here he says, it's joined to the chayma. Uba'avur she'ein ha-neshama ha-sichlis mechuba b'chayma. When the child is in the mother's womb, and it's not yet part of a body, the neshama, t'hayne ba'oit shelo yotza l'avi ha'olam, oz nishmos ha-nivdeles, v'oz yisichlis l'gamra, v'yodas kol ha-toyra. But uve es yitzi osa, nigma bri osa, V'haneshama tishave l'chayma. So he says, you know why you forget the Torah? Because the neshama becomes physical. It's nishave to the chayma, and since it's nishave to the chayma, it loses the Torah. But didn't we just learn over there that it's not nishave, it's nivdeles, and therefore it maintains its Torah? The teretz is this. I think there's only one teretz to that. The only teretz to that is that einochanava palginan dibure, that it loses its total kedusha in the sense its sichlius, let's say, that it can be koilet kolatayra kula in the womb, that it loses, but the tara it doesn't touch. It's a mayur digazach, and that's why does the Rebbein Shem do that? The Teretz is because he wants that we should be a walking Beis HaMikdash. That's what he wants. It's unbelievable. And you know, that's the first time when I was thinking along these lines just now this morning. I was thinking about it, and I finally, after all these years, I think, can figure out what it means when we say it in davening. We say it so many times. V'tahe libeinu le'ovdecho be'emes. Like, what's this nusach? V'tahe libeinu l'avdecho be'emes. That we're being mispalil to the Ribbono Shel Olam to help us keep our neshama tohar so that we can be oived him. Do you remember, I think in a recent shiur I mentioned, and if I didn't, I have to mention it now because it's such a meirah digazach. Like, why does the Ribbono Shel Olam want us to be a walking Beis HaMikdash with the Kodesh Kodoshim within us? Know that this Meirudik Yisoid, which Rosh Hashanah Shmuel Hirsch says in the Avodah of Yom Kippur, I don't know whether I mentioned it. If I mentioned it, I'm sure you never forgot it, because it's such a Meirudik insight. We have the Asoro Kiddush Yodayim Raglaim. We have the five times he changes the clothes, and before and after, each time there's a Kiddush Yodayim Raglaim. So, what's the tenth one? The tenth one is that he takes off his Big Day Kodesh. Earlier he took off the Big Day Lovan and he put on the Big Day Zov. And then when the Avodah of the Yom is finally finished, he takes off the Big Day Zov and he puts on his Big Day Chol and makes the Kiddush Yadayim Raglaim. What's that Kiddush Yadayim Raglaim for? He's going home now. It's out, it's finished, no more Avodah. It's Big Day Chol, he's wearing his weekday clothes. His weekday clothes need Kiddush Yadayim Raglaim. So Rav Shamshon says yes, because the clothes, the begodim of the Kohen Gadol in the Beis HaMikdash are only a hachana for the clothes that he's going to wear outside the Beis HaMikdash. Our daily life is also an avodah, and that is why we take Negel Vasa in the morning, according to the Rashba. Right? Because we're waking up. Misa is Echad Meshishim from Shena is Echad Meshishim from Misa. So we're waking up, and just like a Kohen who enters into the Azorah has to make the first thing Kiddush Yadayim Raglaim to start the Avodah of the day, so we also have to wash Negel Vasa mitoich hakeli, like the kiyah, because there was no hakpodah dafka that it had to be the kiyah, but it had to be mitoich hakeli, the Kiddush Yadayim Raglaim. So it had to be when the Kohen enters the Azorah, it makes Kiddush Yadayim Raglaim. On Yom Kippur it did Bein Avodah L'Avodah. But what do you mean Bein Avodah L'Avodah? Big Dechoyl is not Avodah. Big Dechoyl is Avodah. Because each guf is a shtickel Beis HaMikdash, and therefore the Big Dechoyl are also Avodah. And that is why we take Negel Vasa in the morning. That's a Meirudik Gezach, because it becomes an Avodah. Our daily life is an Avodah. And Memele, we say, Elokai Neshamosh Nosat Vitahoyre. What kind of Avodah is it? The answer is because in my guf I carry the neshama. It's a Meirudik Gezach. And so when the mashpia, the little fetus and the mother, they're saying, look, the neshama is tahira. Make sure that you keep it clean. And that, of course, reminds us of the Gemara. It's a scary Gemara. Gemara says, in Brochus, Tesha Meos Shloisha Mine Miso Nivru Ba'olam. 900 odd Mises were created in the world. The more brings a posuk for that. Kosha Shubukulan Askora. The most painful, the most horrible Miso is when somebody, Rachmon and Litzlan, dies of Askora, whatever that is. Nicha Shubukulan Neshika. And the easiest one is when he dies with a kiss, like Moshe Rabbeinu, with a neshika from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Askora, dam ye kechizra begavav de imra, del achoyre nashra. And neshika doime ke meshachel ben niso mechalva. More than in the world. He says the Mises Askora is like wool gets mixed up in a thorn bush. So you try to take out the thorns and throw them away. So when you take out the thorns, they schlep the wool with it. They're so tightly tied into each other, mixed into each other, so you can't separate them. So when you do, you take out the thorns, you just tear out. It's a tearing out. It's a terribly difficult taking away. That's the Mises Nebuch of Mises Askora. But the Mises Neshika is like Rashi says, you take a hair out of a glass of milk. You got a glass of milk and a little hair falls in, take a spoon, you fish it out, no problem. It takes 2 seconds and nobody even notices it. That's the difference. The Shama that ultimately leaves the guf k'mashchel b'niso mechalba, that is the neshama shetahayra here. That is the neshama which listened to the hashpah when the little baby was still in the womb. And he said, Rabban Shem said to it, be careful, it's Torah now, and I'm putting it into the guf, make sure that it remains Torah. But the guy who got it so mixed up that his misa had to be a misa zaskara, so he didn't listen. So he didn't maintain the Tara, which the Rabban Shem had guaranteed when he put the neshama into the guf, and therefore it became very much identified with the guf. So then leaving the guf becomes a very difficult matter. So this is mamashit, that these pashyas, these vayakan and pikude, you know, like, I don't know, like, when I was being mavis settled this week, like, I found it so difficult. Because it's difficult, nachamol, I don't know, but the word is, it's so moiradik. The Ribbono Shel Olam is telling us, of a shame as tifkadu, every one of these things lives on in us. We have these kroshim in us. The atzeh shittim oimdim, who knows whether our spine is not the atzeh shittim oimdim. And each one, b'shemos nifkadu. These creations in the midbar of a mishkan and so on, they were creations of nitzrius, which are still with us, taka in a different form, but they are who we are. And we do take negel vasa in the morning. And we are oivdim kviyochol, in our ordinary daily lives, and the Kohen Gadol needed because of that a Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, because that's also called Bein Avoda L'Avoda. So really, when we learn these Pashyas this week, so we should sort of tell ourselves, B'Shemos Nifkadu, how important and significant each one of the Kelim, which we've heard about so much before, is still a yochid and nitzius and a treasured part of who we are.